Good Erev Shabbos Parshas Bishalach. This week's Seder is filled with so many important and inspiring stories, not the least of which is Bnei Yisrael's crossing of the Red Sea and the ultimate demise of Paro, the great miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. But before that all happens, the Torah tells us a little tidbit, a small detail about what was going on with Moshe Rabbeinu as the Jews were preparing to leave. Vayihi b'shalach paro es ha'am, as Hashem sent the Jewish people out. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu made sure to go collect the remains of Yosef HaTzadik to bring out his bones, his coffin, with Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And on this pasuk, the Medrash wonders, why is this a significant detail? It's important for us to know that Yosef's remains were taken out, that the vow to bring Yosef's bones out of Mitzrayim when Bnei Yisrael left was indeed made good on. It was fulfilled. But why is it important for us to know that Moshe was doing it, and that Moshe was doing it at this particular moment in time? The Gemara in Sota tells us, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos, quoting the Pasuk in Mishle, that somebody who is wise, wise of heart, will grab on to the opportunity for mitzvos. And whom does that describe, says the Gemara? Zemosha. Shekol Yisrael asku beviza, the rest of Bnei Yisrael at this very time were involved in collecting the booty, the gold, the silver, the stuff that they were going to take out of Egypt on their journey. Moshe Rabbeinu, by contrast, was involved with Atzmos Yosef, collecting the bones of Yosef, fulfilling the vow that had been taken all those years earlier. Well, that is a very true statement, and it does redound to the credit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it does tell us that it's important to grab onto mitzvos. Everybody else is grabbing their silver, gold and silver as they're leaving, and Moshe is grabbing onto mitzvos. An important message of what is important and what is less important in life, what is eternal and what is temporal. However, a careful read of the psukim, and even just to remind us from the previous week parsha, we are reminded that it is Hashem's tzivui itself, God's command itself, that instructed the people to go collect all this booty before leaving Egypt. So why is Moshe the one who is described as seizing the opportunity for mitzvos, in contrast to Bnei Yisrael, who were collecting the booty? Bnei Yisrael were also engaged in seizing the opportunity for mitzvah. Yet it is only Moshe Rabbeinu who is described by Chazal as the epitome, as the demonstration, as the model for Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. One who is wise of heart will seize the opportunity for collecting mitzvos. The Oznayim LaTorah and others explain that there is a difference here between Moshe's mitzvah and Bnei Yisrael's mitzvah. Both, in fact, were doing mitzvos, no question. However, Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvah was a mitzvah that was for others. It was not about self-interest or personal glory or personal gain. And so that's the mitzvah that Moshe was engaged in. Bnei Yisrael were also engaged in a mitzvah. But the mitzvah that they were engaged in had a lot of self-interest and personal gain associated with it. So while all mitzvos are equal, perhaps one could say that some mitzvos are more equal than others. Or let us say it another way. While it is true that all mitzvos are valuable, but some mitzvos become orphan mitzvos. The mitzvos that we do which have personal gain and self-interest, it's great, it's wonderful, and we should do those mitzvos. I mean, having a kiddush on Shabbos is wonderful. Having a meal on Yontif is wonderful. Enjoying the fruits and the benefits of mitzvos that we have personal pleasure and gain from, that's wonderful. Those are wonderful mitzvos. But there are also mitzvos that are harder to do. Mitzvos that demand some measure of self-sacrifice and commitment, because I'm doing it not for myself, but for some greater good. And that's what Moshe was doing. A chacham lev, somebody who is wise, somebody who is wise of heart, yikach mitzvos, will seize the opportunity to do the mitzvos that others might not necessarily do. Will seize the opportunity to do the mitzvos that don't necessarily have personal gain and benefit. That is truly a wise person. That is truly a profound soul, a chacham lev. The Aznayim Latorah continues, what was, in fact, the greater good that Moshe Rabbeinu was accomplishing here? Well, on the one hand, simply making good on the promise to Yosef from all those generations earlier, and that's good enough. However, Aznayim Latorah cites three other very valuable gains that Moshe Rabbeinu was seizing upon for the greater good. Number one, taking Yosef's Aron out of Mitzrayim and putting it in the face of Bnei Yisrael inspired Bnei Yisrael to accept the Torah. How so? The Torah is hard. The mitzvahs are difficult. It's not so easy. And in fact, one could argue, as the Midrash says, that Bnei Yisrael thought that the Torah is not natural. It's an unnatural experience to squash and quash my impulses. It's unnatural what the Torah demands of us. It's too much, it's too big, it's too overbearing. But Moshe Rabbeinu took the Aron of Yosef out of Mitzrayim and put it in the face of Klal Yisrael, as if to say, look at what at Yosef HaTzadik. He was able to overcome his impulses. He was able to live a life guided by what some might think is unnatural guidance and not natural to the human experience. But that inspired Bnei Yisrael to realize that if Yosef could do it, so could they. The Torah is not b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not an unnatural experience. This way of life is entirely doable. And that, what is Moshe's gift to Bnei Yisrael. Number two, the Aznayim Latorah suggests that by bringing Yosef's Aron out, it reminded the people of their greatness. Because the Jewish people left Mitzrayim having the self-identity and the psychology of a slave people and slave individuals. And they're just avadim. These are just slaves. Yotzei Mitzrayim chashvu es atzman la'avadim. What am I? Who am I? I'm a slave. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. And Moshe Rabbeinu took Yosef's Aron out, putting it in their face to remind them from whence they come. That indeed Bnei Yisrael are not a slave people, but indeed Bnei Yisrael should remind themselves that they are the children of royalty, of Avraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, of Yosef himself, who himself embodied royalty, for that is what his life's profession was. He was the second to the king. He was literally, in the most simple sense of that word, a royal. And so that too was an important lesson that Bnei Yisrael needed to inculcate into themselves such that they should be able to march forward and live life and engage their Torah experience and their spiritual connection with the divine. Because if I'm just a slave, then what am I? And why is anything worth it? But if I hold greatness within myself, then what is possible is unimaginable. And that was a second gift that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael by attending to the bones of Yosef. And thirdly, and finally, it was to remind the people at different times as they're walking through the Midbar and they feel, you know what? It was better in Mitzrayim. Why don't we go back to Mitzrayim? Nitna Rosh, let's go back. What do we need all this for? Remember how good it was in the good old days in Mitzrayim? And Moshe Rabbeinu brought Yosef's Aron to stand next to the Jewish people, as if to say, remember, Yosef, he saved all of Egypt. And what did that buy you? that bought hundreds of years of oppression. There was no gratitude. There was ingratitude. And there's nothing good that can come from going back to Mitzrayim. It was sort of an opportunity for Bnei Israel to get a knock, you know, a slap in the face, as it were, a cold splash of water of reality. And this was the third gift, to be able for Bnei Israel to see what's real and what is true. And so while it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu engaged in a mitzvah and Bnei Israel engaged in a mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvah was not for his personal gain, but for the greater good of Klal Yisrael. May we be zocha to engage in all types of mitzvos, those which are pleasurable and have benefit and self-interest, and those which are for the greater good as well. Good Shabbos.